So everybody knows Miss Heidi, right? Come on up.
I think this is working.
You're on. All right. Well, Miss Heidi had the pleasure and the privilege and the blessing, and any words you want to add in there? Sometimes the misgivings to be our actual Bible teacher this week, right?
I'm used to it anyway. Y'all know that I'm a teacher anyway, so it's just kind of innate in me to continue for that nice little week, and then I can go back to summer vacation.
So I thought it would be neat to have Miss Heidi come up and talk to us for a few minutes this morning about those verses that our children got to learn and to study and to be immersed in this week at our vacation Bible school. And you heard many of the foundational scriptures in our Old Testament reading, in our epistle, in our gospel reading this morning, but there were four particular verses that the children had opportunity to study. And so I thought it would be neat if we could kind of walk through a day by day and let Miss Heidi talk to you a little bit about what it is that the kids learned and maybe even share a story along the way. Who knows what she got exposed to this week as well, but I know she had a good time doing it. Our first day, each day the kids were given a question in the opening chapel, and their job was to go out into the SunSparks lab, and in particular into Bible class with Miss Heidi, and to come back that evening when we closed chapel to let us know what the answer for the day was. And our first day, it's color-coded, thank goodness, was the question was, who made the world and who made me? Now, you've already had a little hint to that because you got to hear our Old Testament reading this morning from the book of Genesis. But the scriptures for that day were actually based on, I think Brenna can put them up there for us, the very specific verses. Miss Heidi, why don't you read them to us and give us a little hint of what we talked about in class.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God created man in his own likeness. He created him in the likeness of God. He created them as male and female. And we really focused on that part there where it says that he created him in the likeness of his own likeness. It was a great moment that brings us closer to God right at the very beginning of the Bible. You know, he could have just said, okay, I'm going to make you, here you go, let's see what you can do. But we talked about how we're armed with many qualities of God so that help us get through life. So it was nice for the kids to know that when they're going through life, they have those qualities that have been given to them from God, and we are a reflection of God.
And I wonder how many of us even stop to think about that. If you look over to this wall, you can see that very first sign hanging up told the kids for that particular day. Not only, it wasn't only just a setup for that Bible verse and that Bible story Miss Heidi was going to teach them, but what that plan is all about. And the day's kind of code words for that day on Monday was God's plan to make us. That God actually had a plan all along to make us. And so when we got to day two, the question of the day was, what happens when I do wrong things? What happens when I do wrong things? Now, I could ask this to the big kids out here. Have you ever done anything wrong, right? I mean, if the answer to that were no, that's right. If you were perfect, we wouldn't need a Savior. We wouldn't need to start our worship service with a prayer of confession and asking for forgiveness from our Lord. But that gave us a great Bible study that day, Miss Heidi, which came from?
Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Everyone has sinned. No one measures up to God's glory. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we did science experiments with the kids to relate to the story. So we'd start off with the science experiment, and then I'd say, okay, let's go see how this experiment relates to the Bible. And that really got them thinking, you know, we do the experiment, they liked it, and then they go, well, yeah, now I want to find out how this relates to the Bible. So on this day, we did oil and colored water, and we showed them how it separated. And we, you know, had that keyword separation. And then we put in an antacid, which caused some of the colored water to come up and mix with the oil. And then when we went and sat with and listened to the Bible story, they realized, and I realized, I thought it was pretty cool myself, that the oil and water symbolized that when we sin, we are separated from God. and we want to, you know, we become ashamed and we want to hide from God, just like Adam and Eve did in the beginning. And so the antacid reminded us that even when we do sin, we can still stay close to God, and He can help us through that sin.
And that was actually day two's plan. If you look over on the wall, God's plan for day two is to be with us at all times. So on the third day, the children were given this question, and this is what they had to go into the lab to find out, and into the Bible, of course. What is God like? And our scriptures for that day came to us from John's Gospel.
John 14, verses 6 through 7. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father also." On this day, we did an experiment that showed the law of motion or inertia. We had a glass of water with the pie pan. My adults liked it too. With the pie pan and then the toilet tissue tube, and then we put an egg on top. So, you know, I had the kids predict, how do you think I can get the egg into the cup of water? So, you know, they came up with some really great guesses, and some of them just said, move it. Some of them said, cut a hole in it. You know, just some outlandish kid responses, which were always fun to listen to. So then when to show the experiment, I just hit the pie pan, and of course it caused the egg to drop into it. So this experiment symbolized that was God's plan set in motion when He sent Jesus to us. For hundreds of years since Adam and Eve, people just felt separated from God and continued to sin, and that sin separated them. But He felt that His people didn't know Him, which they didn't at that time. So He sent Jesus, and that set His plan in motion for people to learn more about Him through His Son. And the kids also learned that to learn more about Jesus and God, all they need to do is read their Bible. The more they learn about Jesus, the more they learn about God.
Amen. And the plan that day, as you can see on the wall with that poster, God's plan for us to know Him. And wonderful that they were given that message. One of the ways they can get to know Him is by being in His Word. And then on day four, their question was, why did Jesus have to die? And that came to us through study that day from 1 Peter.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Christ died for sins once and for all time. The one who did what was right died for those who don't do right. He died to bring you close to God. And that's what we focused on there. We said that He did it once and one time only, and that, you know, that was our saving grace. And that the one who did what is right died for those who don't do right. And we, you know, we talked about how we all sometimes do things we shouldn't, you know. And even the kids at that point, you know, I'd say, did you ever do anything that you knew was wrong? And they kind of giggle as they raise their hand, you know, because they don't want to say, yeah, I do that. But, you know, then once they started talking about it, they all kind of let it spill out, you know. So that day we did...
You guys didn't know that Miss Heidi heard confessions on
right?
That. Right. They just let it go, man. They spilled it out.
That day we did an experiment with baking soda and vinegar, and I showed them how when you pour the two together, it is transformed into another substance. So that symbolized for them that when they realize what Jesus did for them, it transforms us to knowing that, you know, Jesus died for our sins.
And ultimately, that is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, and it's that plan hanging right over there on the wall. God's plan all along has been to save us. And that, my brothers and sisters, is incredibly good news. If you received that good news this morning, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Would you rise and let's pray together this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've had a plan from the very beginning for each and every one of us. You planned to make us. You planned that we have a way to be with you. You planned that we have a way to know you. But most importantly, Lord, you have a plan of salvation for us so that we may be eternally with you. And it's in thanksgiving, Lord, that we're able to come before you this morning and just in our own state of gratitude and awe to be able to say, thank you, Lord. We offer thanks, Lord, this morning also for this Bible school that was such a success at our church this week. We thank you that you sent kids to us so that we could shine the light of Jesus Christ on them so that they could go out to become a light to all the world. Lord, we thank you for all those adult volunteers who gave of their time and their energy and their resources this week. We thank you for the music program. We thank you for the crafts. We thank you for the food, for the hands that prepared the food, for those who watched over our children. We thank you, Lord, for the organizational skills of our Christian Ed department. We thank you for teachers like Miss Heidi who were able to reach our children in ways that only a teacher can do. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we offer these prayers this morning, prayers of thanks, prayers of praise. And they go up to you, our Father God in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Savior, Christ Jesus. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Let us pray this morning the way our Lord and Savior taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen.